3:51 on WTMJ. Morgan Geiser, the Slender Man stabber, could be back in Wisconsin by the end of the day today. Prosecutors say she cut off her ankle monitor this weekend, escaped her group home with a person she had met at church and grew a strong friendship with, crawled out of her window in the home, and took off to Illinois. The reason why this 23-year-old is on the run scared so many. Now, it's because she was sentenced to be in a mental health institution for 40 years after stabbing her classmate 19 times to appease the fictional character, the Slender Man. The victim survived, crawling for help through the woods onto a bike path in Waukesha County. This is in 2014, when all the girls were just 12 years old. Geiser was able to get released back into society this past fall by living in a group home outside of Madison and wearing that ankle monitor. That was the rules. The person identifying themselves as the suspect who helped Geiser escape called the ABC station yesterday, WKOW in Madison, saying they left Madison with Geiser and that was the best way to keep her safe. Here's part of that phone call.
She sobbed. She's like, they'll take away our visitation, Charlie. Please, you and you're my best friend. And, you know, you know that before you showed up, I was ready to drink bleach and just all this stuff. And the thing of it is, she already made it clear if I didn't go with her or not, she was still going. And she was not going back to jail. And I know what that means. At the end of the day, I followed what I thought was right. And I stand by it.
Now, the person arrested was 43-year-old Chad Mecca of Janesville. If you text watch, you can see a picture of him. He likes to go by the name Charlie, saying Morgan wanted to escape because the group home would not let them see each other. They took a bus to Chicago, ran out of money. That's how they ended up in Posen, Illinois, south of Chicago, sleeping in the back of a gas station. The police releasing body camera footage when they came upon Geiser. The attendant there called police because she was worried about the two's safety.
It's too cold out here.
Yeah.
So
police felt something wasn't right, and they asked Geiser for her name. She gave a false name at first, saying her name was Stephanie.
You don't want to obstruct an officer. Give me your name and date of birth. You're not wanted for murder, right?
Right.
Okay, then there shouldn't be any problem.
Well, she was wanted for something else.
Something else, which is a problem.
Yes, and that's when things took a turn. Geiser began to tell the truth.
I did something wrong. She didn't.
What did you do?
She doesn't know what I did.
Okay, that's fine.
I did something wrong. They found out her name. Geiser said she knew the other person because they would climb through her window at the group home, and they were not allowed to see each other, so they grew a strong friendship. And that's when they tried to make a way together. And they wanted to go to Nashville, we learned. Here she is talking to Mecca. I love you. Now, here's the difficult part for many, is that we learned from the Waukesha County District Attorney that the victim and her family in this case had no idea that Geiser was even on the run until the DA's office called late Saturday night. No one else did this entire time.
To make sure that they knew about it, they did not know anything about it. We wanted to make sure that they were safe and that they had a plan in place. Obviously, we want to safeguard her safety and the community's safety, because frankly, when she's released, based upon some of the evidence that came out previous hearings, we have concerns about the safety of the community as well.
I can think you can understand why this is concerning. As Geiser lured her classmate into the woods and stabbed the victim 19 times to appease that fictional character, horror character, Slender Man. At the time, that girl, Morgan Geiser, 12 years old, told police she thought she could talk to Harry Potter characters, thought she had Vulcan mind control like Spock from the movie Star Trek, and she was diagnosed with schizophrenia, extremely rare in young children. Fast forward more than 10 years later, her lawyer and family had been trying to get her released for years, arguing to the judge she is better. People even testifying she no longer has schizophrenia. A Waukesha County judge ordered her conditional release from Winnebago Mental Health Institution back in February, released in September, and just 2 months later, here she is on the run. Geiser's attorney spoke to Inside Edition. Here's Tony Cotton.
Going on the run, so to speak, seems like sort of a harebrained idea that somebody probably put in her head. Morgan has treatment needs that are not addressed in the jail, and she's in a jail right now, so I don't imagine she's doing well.
This is the problem in this case. There are people who are fascinated by Geiser's crime. During the trial this past spring, there was talk of a man who who would visit Geyser in the mental health facility. She would send him twisted drawings that she would draw with her psychologist. He tried to sell it online on Facebook, calling it the Slender Man package. That was swiftly put to an end. She's technically in the custody of our state's Department of Health, so that is the agency that has to make the request to Waukesha County to revoke the terms of her release. So she'll go back into Winnebago Mental Health Institute, and she was sentenced to be there through the year 2058.
Yeah.
So wow. This is a long time coming.
This is a long time coming, but I just think that after hearing her attorney, Tony Cotton, talk about this is something that someone else put in her mind and thoughts to do this. Well, the call from Chad Mecca to the police department dispels that totally, because he even said that she was going to do this regardless. And I felt that I needed to go because she was going to, you know, try to escape anyway. Yeah. So that's going to be a hard argument to hold up when the revoke discussion or hearing will take place. But we don't know when that'll be. But I just can't see how, because this is not one of those deals where, oh, you made a mistake, you get another chance. I mean, you are already on your second and third chance. That's why it's called conditional release. You're not released. You have to follow these conditions to remain released. And if you're unable to do that, then the only consequence is to revoke it.
Look at what you're facing through 2058 in a mental health institution. Wow.